The James Suckling Podcast. Wine ratings, reports, interviews and more.
Bonjour James.
Comment ça va?
Ça va et toi?
Très bien, merci. What's the market's view on 2020 after having excellent 18 and 19?
2020, the demand from the market is quite strong because indeed after the trilogy 18, 19 and 20, everybody is expecting to receive and enjoy the 2020 Bordeaux. So it's very positive, and I think the 20s will enter the market next year mostly. So it will be quite good for customers to enjoy the wine and distributors to have quite a strong vintage to offer to the customers, even in this not easy economic situations. But I'm very, very positive on the 2020 sales, definitely.
It's pretty amazing that you had this terrible frost. It was in April, right? Around,
yep.
When was it? 15 or it something?
Around the second weeks of April.
Yeah. And in the end, the damage wasn't as bad as you thought it would be, right?
No. It was not so bad because we did as much as we could to protect the vines during at least 4 nights in a row. And we quite succeed well. Plus after that, Axel, because we are now 100% biodynamic, so we spray some verbena and chamomile and different herbs so that to redynamize the vineyards, and it was very much successful. And at the end, the yield was the same as 2019, so it was really exceptional, really, really exceptional.
That's amazing. And so by using this these biodynamic treatments, how did it repair the damage?
Well, in fact, by seeing that the frost is happening again and again, the first action we had was really to prune lately, end of February, March, end of March, so that to be really on progress with the growing season. And then fighting the frost as much as we can. And after that, doing some infusions of herbs so that to redynamize the buds and to, because you know, it's like everybody, if we go outside and if it's freezing, we're going to be quite stressed. But then after, if we use some infusions, then we're going to relax. And I think it's the same things with the vineyard. And we see the result with no damages at all, maybe 2 or 3%, but that's nothing compared to some other people who face some bigger injuries. But at the end, the budding and the flowering season was just perfect. And then after the summer was just unbelievable. It was just amazing, really amazing. It was a fantastic, very, very fantastic vintage, spectacular.
But that's amazing because so many other people had some major damage. And somehow with your biodynamically farmed vineyards, and the treatments that just re-energized the vines, while other people, they just, you know, they were over. The vines didn't come back.
Well, after it's, I think, an addition of small details and being accurate in the vineyards, and that's bring the crop at the level, which was fantastic. And once again, making wine is, as you know, and a lot of great estates know that, it's inside the vineyard and trying the best to protect our vines because the frost will happen again and again with the climate change. So we need to adapt we have to adapt. It's not we need, we have to. That's another story. And that's, I think, the keys of the future.
Was it the same sort of growing season? You had the frost, then it was cold till around mid-July. And then you had really hot weather. That was sort of the pattern, right?
Yeah, and the flowering was done in like 5 days. It was during the flowering season, we had some nice winds. And beside that, it was sunny, so it was dry. And then after we had some small rains, which was perfect. And then once again, in Saint-Emilion, we are based on the plateau. So the plateau with the limestone, the estuaries, limestone and the clay retain this water and keep this energy into the vineyard. And thanks to that, within the growing season, the summer, where we had some strong heat temperature during the week, we had about 40 degrees, not like 2022 indeed, but the growing season and the summer season was just perfect. And August was 29, 30 degrees, which was very normal for the season. And September was just, we had an Indian summer with just few rains at the beginning and then poof, perfect.
So a number of producers said their alcohols were slightly lower and acidity higher in 2020 compared to 19 and certainly 18. What, that wasn't necessarily the growing season. It was really the savoir-faire, the like understanding of your vineyards and what to do.
Well, I think it's definitely the key fact. The problematic of facing increased temperature, climate change will automatically, we will face an increase on potentially alcohol level. But then inside the vineyards, we have some tools and some keys to try to reduce that. But moreover, it's mostly a question of having a good pH and a good acidity level so that to balance that. We saw that in Napa Valley. We saw that in Australia. When you talk with the wineries there, they know how to handle. Of course, in France, we cannot irrigate so far. But I think before going to irrigations, we have all the tools in the vineyards by increasing the canopies, not cutting leaves, try to protect the grapes from the sun. And that's just some key factors. And like also having a full cover of herbs inside the vineyards, which is automatically, drastically decrease the temperature on the soils on 10 degrees temperature, which is huge.
And that's just major.
It's like doing permaculture. You know?
Yeah.
So I think we have the keys. It's just a question of us trying to adapt and having in mind that we can face that with natural things. And after indeed, nowadays, we will have more and more wines on 14 degrees and above instead of 20 years ago where we had some 13 degrees, 12.5. But it's like this.
What about, how would you compare 2020, your wines, their character and personality to 2019 or 2018?
Well, I think in 2020 vintage, we gain in energy into the wine. We have much more purity in Croix de l'Abri 20 compared to 19 and 18. It's much more... like very linear, very long on the finish, the balancedness. And we saw those details, we think, not sure of that, but we think that those details are the impact of the switch to biodynamics since 7 years ago. So in fact, we start to really see the results by 2020 and the next vintages. But 2020 Croix de l'Abri for Axel and I is really plenty rich with much more purity in sense of texture, acidity, tannins are much more precise, definitely much more precision.
Definitely 18 was a richer year. The wines were more flamboyant and rich. Then 19 right away was a move to fresher wines, more linear. I really like the balance. And 20, I haven't had your wines yet, but there's many wines that have the same sort of linear character and freshness, although some wines can be a little bit austere. But I think it's really interesting. It's three vintages that have a lot of excitement, and they really are just modern Bordeaux in a very good sense, no?
Definitely, yes. And I think we will have, hopefully, more and more vintages like that in terms of characteristic and definition of the wine. But once again, on the 2020, it's kind of a multidimensional wine. It's coming like a wave, back and forth, back and forth, and back and forth.
That was a great description of of sort of what happened in 20, and we've already tasted about 600 wines.
Wow.
And we're finding some very beautiful and beautifully structured wines too.
What is also improving in our estate is the proportion of Cabernet Sauvignon. And with 2020, we have like 5% of Cabernet Sauvignon, on which we are doing our own Massal selection, and the entrance of the Cabernet Franc on 3%. So that's those details which are starting to adapt also to the new wave of the climate of Bordeaux. But the entrance of the Cabernet Franc in 2020 is definitely making a switch.
That's actually a really interesting point, is that people are using more Cabernet Sauvignon, particularly in Saint-Emilion. That really helps in hotter years. It gives you slightly lower alcohol and more backbone tannin structure, right?
Yeah, indeed. And we originally at Croix de l'Abri, we always had Cabernet Sauvignon and few Cabernet Franc. But since 2020 and 19, we increased the proportion on the blend of the Croix de l'Abri with Cabernet Sauvignon. The Cabernet Sauvignon are located on the plateau and also on the slopes of Pavie. Very old cab.
Okay, listen. It was a fun conversation. I really look forward to catching up with you in April when I'm over. Okay, toi aussi. Big hug.
Big hug. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.